Welcome to the kids on Youth Express, recording live from U Prep at Camp Marvelous. This is Janice Cota Williams. I am in the sixth grade. Joining me today will be Rain, Brianna, and Alaysia. Today we'll be discussing about our hopes and dreams for the future. Brianna, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a doctor.
Why a doctor?
So I can help children.
Rain, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be an engineer when I grow up because they make a lot of money.
Alaysia, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a teacher.
Why do you want to be a teacher?
So I can help students and make them learn better and go to college.
Janice, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I would like to be a chef and also a person who likes to travel around the world and take pictures, a photographer. Brianna, what do you think you're going to do when you go into sixth grade?
I'm looking forward to when I go to sixth grade. I'm going to a new school. I'm going to Allegheny on the north side. And I can't wear hoodies.
Why can't they wear hoodies?
They're uniform school.
Rain, what do you look forward to be when going into seventh grade?
Nothing.
Are you worried about the teacher that we're going to have?
I really don't know.
Alaysia, what are you looking forward to going into sixth grade?
I'm looking forward seeing who my teacher is, and I'm looking for learning better and hard work because, like, it's a higher grade and, like, it's going to be harder.
What school are you going to?
I'm going to Fulton Middle School where I don't have to see Mr. Jake no more. He all big and stuff.
Rain, do you know who your teacher is in seventh grade?
Miss Bess.
Lucky. Alaysia, who do you have? Do you know what your teacher's name is?
Miss Raven.
My teacher's name is Miss Charlene.
Alaysia, what does Miss Raven teach?
She teach reading, math, science, and we learn that, like, reading, we, like, read paragraphs. Math, we do, like, division. And then science, we do, like, expirations.
So you're technically in the same classroom for about 4 to 5 periods?
Well, we switch up. Like, it goes reading, and then it goes social studies, then it goes math, then it goes gym. And then it goes science. But sometimes for gym, we switch up different things like recess and gym and swimming class. And yes, we have a swimming pool in there too. I have 5 more different teachers. I have Miss Raven. I have Miss Cole. I have Miss Dulac. I have Miss Interest. And I have Miss Fire.
Okay. Brianna, do you know some of your teachers? Do you know who your home truth teacher is?
Miss Charlene. I fear about going into sixth grade, people are going to be bullies. People think that they're going to be smarter than people. People got smart mouths. People think that they can beat people. And they try to argue and fight with other people. Because we're younger than them? How you know about this?
Because I've been through it for like 2 years, and that's when it stopped. The bullying. Made new friends.
What happened in sixth grade? And don't tell me about you made new friends. Did you get bullied the first day of school?
No.
What advice would you give to people who's going into sixth grade? Like, answer some questions.
I'm not sure because I didn't get bullied in sixth grade, so.
How is it rough in sixth grade, Janet?
You have to get your plan when you first get in there. It takes forever. You have to find your name. I did get bullied.
Did you have a hard time in sixth grade?
No, not really, because it wasn't challenging enough. And also, some of the kids are very rude. They feel like they know everything and they don't need to listen to the teachers. And they use very strong language.
Was it tough whenever you first went in there? Because...
Well, yeah, I had one nice teacher and one very awkward teacher. Her name was Miss Cubbert.
Was Miss Cubbert disrespectful?
No, she was just really weird. She had a fish tank in her classroom without any... We were sitting on our book cabinet. No water, no fish, just the little rocks in the little tank sitting there. We said that she killed her fish, and we gave her a very crazy nickname.
What is her nickname that y'all used to call her?
Fisherman.
Fisherman. Do you think it's going to be tough in seventh grade?
Yes, and then again, no, because if I'm still going to Westinghouse, I know some of the people there, so I'll be perfectly fine, like Rain.
Let's talk about Alaysia. Is it going to be tough in sixth grade? What you going to do in sixth grade?
I think it will be because it'll be harder work and you'll have to do more stuff than just sitting in, like, everywhere else. You'll have to get up. You have to keep getting up, doing everything, and your work will be much harder.
Yes, that is true. Also, you have to do swim class. You have to take your deep test there. You don't have to if you don't want to. You have to do swim classes. There's, like, multiple different levels of the floors. You must have to walk around. Your classes are never in the same place. You need a whole bunch of stuff. Your lockers might have locker combinations on them.
You get points off if you don't swim.
Y'all have to swim. We have to swim in our school, too. And if we miss any swim lessons, then we'll get 5 points off because it's, like, as our grade, and they want to see how far and how good we could swim. What if we don't know how to swim?
At Westinghouse, we have a gym teacher who will teach you how to swim. Alaysia, was your cafeteria big or small?
It was pretty big because, well, they took two classes, they combined them, and then that's when it made a big cafeteria. So there was actually three sides of a cafeteria. One where the kindergartens to second grade would sit, one to the third to fifth, and then one from the sixth and up.
Do y'all get caught up by grade levels or by just who's ever sitting the quietest?
We get caught up by grade levels. I love talking about this, and I wish we could talk about this next time.
I'm really looking forward to 7th grade.
I'm really looking forward to 7th grade.
I'm really looking forward to 6th grade.
I'm really looking forward to 6th grade, too.
That concludes this episode of The Kids on Youth Express, recording live from UPrep. Special thanks to Mr. Ben and Rest Royale Camp. We welcome your feedback and input. Please address comments to info@youthexpress.org, and thank you for listening.